culture.
Bullfighting. Bad sport? A bloody tradition is under attack.
Ponzi Nero, half a ton and dull black, impressed the crowd more than the two bulls who had come and died before him. He hooked his left horn under the right leg of Tomas Rufo, the matador, who landed nearby. The bull pressed his advantage, rolling Mr. Rufo several times before other toreros jumped in to distract him. Mr. Rufo was soon up, limping, shaking off his pain, and before long, Bocinero fell under his sword. He died within a minute. To your correspondent, it felt like a very long minute. Bullfighting, defying many predictions, still lives. Bocinero was killed in a sold-out stadium at Madrid's San Isidro Festival, which honours the city's patron saint. Every year on May 16th, Spanish bull rings observe a moment of silence for Yoselito, one of the greatest matadors of all time, killed in the ring in 1920. Danger hangs over the spectacle at all times. A statue of Alexander Fleming, who discovered penicillin in 1928, stands outside Madrid's bullring as thanks from all the fighters who survived severe injuries due to modern medicine. The ritual of bullfighting has changed little since Yoselito's demise. That familiarity and tradition are part of the spectacle's appeal, passes with the cape to test and tire, spear jabs from mounted picadores, the placement of barbed shafts in the bull's upper back by banderillos, and then the matador's passes with the red muleta cape before the killing blow. Bullfighting is practiced in 8 countries. It is not just popular in Spain, but in parts of Latin America too. Mexico City has the biggest bullring in the world, but those intent on fighting bullfighting are becoming more emboldened. On May 28th, Colombia approved a national ban on bullfighting. It will soon be signed into law by Colombia's leftist president, Gustavo Petro. This year, Mexico City's season went ahead only after a judicial decision banning it was overturned. Protesters stopped traffic with signs reading, "It's not art, it's torture." 5 of Mexico's 32 states have outlawed it. In May, Ernesto Tassin of SUMAR, Spain's far-left party and a junior partner in the government, announced the cancellation of the National Bullfighting Prize. People understand less and less that animal torture is practiced and that prizes are given for it, he said. In other words, bullfighting has left the sporting arena and entered a political one. In Spain, voters on the left increasingly want bullfighting banned, while those on the right want it not only to stay legal, but to be subsidized by the state. It is not quite, "Tell me what you think about the bulls and I'll tell you what you think about Palestine," says David Mejia, a columnist for the conservative Spanish newspaper El Mundo, who is critical of the socialist government but is also against bullfighting. Yet tastes have changed from a decade ago when it was considered a more acceptable tradition. Remaining left-wing supporters today are older and rural. El País, Spain's centre-left newspaper, does not cover boxing, considering it both brutal and sordid, but in deference to remaining left-leaning aficionados, it does cover los toros. Bullfighting belongs to the pueblo, the broad masses, says Vicente Zabala de la Serna, who writes about bullfighting for El Mundo, and thinks it is a shame for the left to criticise it. Writers like Mr. Zabala are printed in the culture section of their newspapers, not in sport. Criticism is not just modern and left-wing. A papal decree forbade bullfighting in 1567 and has never been repealed. Ernest Hemingway, an American writer, called the sport decadent in Death in the Afternoon, 1932, though he loved it still, big game hunter that he was. In 2010, the Catalan government, spurred by regional nationalists, imposed a ban, later reversed by the Constitutional Court, but bullfights have not returned. In 2022, Spain's socialist-led government said that a culture voucher for young people to spend on activities after the pandemic could not apply to bullfights. A court disagreed and allowed it to apply to fights. In Mexico, criticism depends less on left versus right, but instead divides parts of the population with closer links to Spain from the rest. 11 states in the centre of the country have named bullfighting a cultural patrimony. Ramiro Altatore, president of the National Association for the Breeding of Fighting Bulls, says that protesters are limited to the capital and are outsiders to our culture and roots. The sport has already defied many predictions of disappearance, but it is in decline. In Spain, the number of full-fledged bullfights has fallen by about a third since 2010. Mr. Zabala says that he was not sure that bullfighting could survive the pandemic, but after low attendance in 2019 and during COVID, it has come back. That may well be due to a defiant reaction by fans in response to what they perceive as nannying. Supporters, as well as activist opponents, can be rather bullheaded.